Leonard Carr is a well-known South African psychologist who has spent decades helping individuals and communities navigate complex emotional and societal challenges. And his insights are especially relevant now, as many of us in the Jewish and other minority communities are quietly wrestling with the emotional toll of deciding whether to stay in South Africa or consider President Trump's recent offer. Leonard, thank you so much for joining me on the line. What advice would you give to someone who feels torn, part love for South Africa, part fear for the future, and completely unsure what to do next?
Well, I think the first question is, what's new? You know, I think that we've been living with ambivalence ever since I can remember. You know, which is to the 70s when I was in high school. And I think the dynamics have changed. First of all, I think besides our usual ambivalence, I think what changed was when the government wanted to close down the Israeli embassy. And we started seeing the anti-Semitism in the government, which created a feeling of being really unwelcome here, which I think has only increased. And then I think October the 7th and the anti-Semitism and people's identification with Israel and the general uncertainty in the world, these are all big factors that have totally unsettled people. And I think more than ambivalence, I think people feel almost that we're living in a kind of a limbo. But I think there's also the awareness of a diminishing community. And every person who leaves creates more fragmentation in the community because it breaks up family and friendship circles. It breaks, and therefore the fabric of the community erodes. It creates a lot of grief. It instills uncertainty and anxiety in everybody else because it only increases people's doubts about whether they should be staying or leaving. You know, that's coupled with the difficulties of leaving. It's not so easy to go somewhere and make a new life. And that also means that with the fabric eroding, community organizations lose funding, they lose supporters. People that were involved in building or supporting, maintaining the community leaving. I think especially older people become more isolated with family and friends leaving, and the difficulty of starting again. I think there's a sense of betrayal, a sense of abandonment and rejection. So if you put all of these factors together, I think that people living with the spectre of this possibility have a lot of insecurity and a lot of fear.
Leonard,
For the future,
I hear a lot of people saying, if I don't go now, I'll regret it, particularly in light of Trump's offer. Is that a fear-based response or is it a rational one?
Perfect question.
Well, it's a fear-based response. First of all, it's also nothing new. I mean, people have been leaving since 1948 and the country's been collapsing since 1948. And in the meantime, the community's still flourishing. So, number one, it's all very well to think about where you want to go, but number one, I think people often don't appreciate what they have and what they're leaving, and it's not so simple to recreate that somewhere else. Emigration takes an enormous toll on people. It takes a toll on marriages. It takes a toll on people's mental, physical, financial health. And people don't realize that cultures are very, very different. You know, America might seem glamorous, but it's a very different culture. And Jewish communities and religious communities are very different to South Africa. There isn't the coherence and mutual support and concern in other places that we take for granted and are used to in South Africa. So when people make decisions like that, they're not really taking into account what they're giving up or what they're going to and what the challenges on both sides are going to be. It's not as simple as I think the people that I speak to often make it out to be.
Hi, Leonard. It's Roz Besarabi. And I think I know you. I certainly know your lovely wife, Rachel. And I want to just first of all mention that you have hit the cusp of the matter, because it's interesting that it would come from a psychologist. Because one of the things that bothered me in the initial program when I heard it a week ago was how much impact it would have psychologically on us individuals in South Africa, us so-called diminished community, the Jewish community, a warm, beautiful community that is bonded and close and, as you say, are suffering and have and what's new. It's been going on forever. But now there comes a time when what has been going on is no longer a laughing matter or a matter that one could actually put under the blankets. Maybe this, and that's what disturbed me, was, is this now the timing for actual proper action to be taken? Not to go and live in America, but to seriously consider going to live in Israel. That's the only place I would head for. And yet I agree with you. The actual idea, I don't think I've got the guts for immigration of any kind. I so adore my community. I so love my lifestyle. I so love the land of South Africa. And I mean land, I mean the actual grass, the soil, the mountains, the sea, so much. I know I would never take South Africa out of me, no matter where I went. But at the same time, now we're going to, is it safe? Not just, I'm not talking crime. I'm not talking naturally genocide as one imagines it, as they accuse us of doing to the Palestinians, which is, of course, not true. But I'm looking at how safe are we as a community in terms of looking at pogroms. And I'm not trying to put us into the picture, and I'm certainly not trying to make people frightened. But I'm looking at the depth of what fear can bring. And at the same time, want to ask you as a psychologist, does a program like this serve a purpose of any kind other than to shake and disturb and make others feel very discontent?
Well, I think the issue is that safety is a state of mind. You know, you can be in the safest, for example, there's probably nowhere safer you can be than in an aeroplane. A lot of people find it very, very scary to be in an aeroplane. Mm-hmm. I'd feel safer there than in my own bed, statistically. Mm-hmm. But that's the one thing. But the other thing is that it is such a personal decision. Everybody has different challenges and different circumstances. And no one can really make pronouncements about what's best for people, you know, in a public forum, because everyone has to weigh it up. But I think you're right that these kinds of things do rattle everybody's sense of confidence in their own decisions, because it's a kind of FOMO, what if I get left behind? Mm-hmm. But I think we shouldn't forget that Israel does face existential threats. And it's kind of laughable. And believe me, I'm not in any way discouraging Aliyah. I mean, I've got kids in Israel. I encourage my kids, other kids, to go to Israel. I want to go to Israel. I'm not in any way diminishing the value and wonderful thing of going to Israel. But Israel has a very real existential threat. And yes, there are dangers in South Africa, but we don't know the future. South Africa could turn out to be a very safe place if Europe goes to war and Israel's caught in a crossfire. Who knows what's going to happen in the future?
It's interesting that you say that, because at the time that we actually had the war break out, before anything happened in Israel, when Russia decided that they're going to go onto the Ukraine, I remember feeling very safe. because nothing had happened yet. And I thought, wow, look at us. We're far better off here than if we were in any of those countries. So I agree with you. It is geographical, but at the same time, I just need to know from you, is it the type of thing that we provoke thought on, or do we let it be and not bring it to the actual awareness and let people have their own private discussions with self or with family, but not on on a medium such as a radio station? That is the question.
Exactly, because I think it's grossly unfair, reckless, and irresponsible to incite fear and panic in people. And this applies to parents. Under all circumstances, no matter what's happening, even if the threat is real and immediate, parents have to make their children feel safe. And I think as a community, we have, I certainly feel it personally, an obligation and a responsibility to give each other support and encouragement. And I feel there's tremendous value in the community and in supporting the cohesion of the community, because this kind of thing obviously threatens and potentially compromises the cohesion of the community. At the same time, I mean, obviously we have to be realistic and read the signs, but one doesn't have to do that in a kind of hysterical, reactive way, because in any case, this whole Trump thing is theoretical and hypothetical in the first place.